Welcome back to Keeping It Real with Coach Roz, coming off Mute Podcast, where we tackle life's toughest challenges with honesty, empathy, and faith. I am your host, Dr. Rosalind Willis, better known as Coach Roz, the Birthing Purpose Coach. I remind everyone that I meet, as long as you got a pulse, you got a purpose. In today's episode, we're diving into a topic that many of us have experienced, but may find difficult to address: church hurt. Whether it's from misunderstandings, conflicts, or betrayal within our faith communities, the wounds inflicted by church hurt can run deep. But fear not, for we will explore 8 steps to healing from church hurt and discover how Jesus can deliver us and restore us. Step 1, acknowledge the hurt. The first step to healing is acknowledging the pain caused by church hurt. Just as a sick body requires attention, a crushed spirit needs acknowledgement and care. Proverbs 18 and 14 reminds us of the profound impact of spiritual wounds on our well-being. Step 2, understand your experience. In 1 Thessalonians 2, Paul shares his own experience of church hurt, demonstrating that even the most faithful followers of Christ are not immune to its effects. Understanding that church hurt is a common experience can help validate your feelings and experiences. Step 3, take ownership of your healing. While church hurt is often inflicted by others, taking ownership of your healing journey is empowering. Recognize that healing is a process that requires your active participation and commitment. Step 4, seek support and community. Just as the body of Christ is meant to provide support and encouragement, seek out a supportive community of believers who can walk alongside you in your healing journey. Sharing your experiences with others who understand can provide comfort and validation. Step 5, extend forgiveness. Forgiveness is a crucial step in healing from church hurt. While it may not be easy, extending forgiveness releases the burden of resentment and bitterness, allowing space for healing to take place. Step 6, set boundaries. Setting healthy boundaries is essential for protecting yourself from further harm. Recognize your limits and communicate them assertively with others. Boundaries help create a safe space for healing and for growth. Step 7, renew your faith in Jesus. Amidst the pain of church hurt, remember that Jesus is the ultimate healer. Reconnect with your faith and draw strength from his love and grace. Trust in his ability to bring restoration and renewal to your spirit. Step 8, address offenses. Biblically, Matthew 18:14-17 offers guidance on addressing offenses within the church community. Following biblical principles of reconciliation and accountability can help foster healing and faith and strength. In conclusion, church hurt is a painful reality for many believers, but it does not have to be the final say over our spiritual journey. By acknowledging our pain, seeking support, extending forgiveness, and renewing our faith in Jesus, we can find healing and restoration, but most of all, deliverance. Remember, you are not alone, and Jesus is with you every step of the way. Now, this is one of the topics that I have experienced personally. And like I said, it's not something that everybody wants to talk about. And I've learned from experiencing church hurt, you know, sometimes you experience a thing where you think that, okay, you put people in this place, like you almost put them in the place of God, you know, that they can do no wrong, that they're perfect without spot or wrinkle or blemish. But we are all people and we're all human and we all make mistakes. The biggest thing I had to learn is to be accountable for my part. Even when we've been hurt, sometimes we have opened the door for church hurt. Sometimes we've taken a spirit of offense. We've been offended by something that somebody said or done, and we did not address it or go through the principles that the Bible set in place, going to the individual. Instead, we go to everybody but the person. And that's where error is. It comes in and it opens the door for more and more hurt, not only for you to be hurt, but the people that you involve, other than the individual that caused the breach or the offense. It's very, very clear that whenever you feel like you've been hurt, you are to go to the individual, because sometimes people don't even realize that they've offended you or that they've hurt you. And if you don't address that in the proper way with love and really, really understanding, you can open a door for more hurt for yourself and for others. Now, on the other side of the coin, sometimes you may have leaders that are bleeding and they bleed right on the people. You have leaders that are going through in their own life and they don't know how to balance the both. And sometimes the leaders, you know, they bleed on you and they treat you bad and things like that. I've experienced that in my life. I've experienced the, you know, leadership not being in a place of maturity. And there's times that I haven't been in a place of maturity and I've made mistakes and I've said the wrong thing or done the wrong thing and had to go back and get it right. The biggest thing is being able to say, you know what? I am not perfect. I have made a mistake. If somebody comes to you and say, hey, you hurt me by what you said, you hurt me by what you did, having enough love and respect for the individual to forgive them for anything that they've done, to open that door, but more than anything, to be able to listen and hear them out and say, you know what, wait a minute, hold up. I did not realize that I offended you or I hurt you in that way. That is not my intentions. I am so sorry, my sister. I'm so sorry, my brother. And really, really allow God to heal both of you through the process. One thing that I've learned, I have a sister in Christ that we experienced something together that was like, it was not even a big, big, huge deal, but it was something small that the enemy wanted to blow up to make it even bigger. And what we learned is going through it, we got even stronger. You know, we prayed through it. We talked through it, number one, and we got stronger. And our sisterhood is even stronger than it was before we went through it. Sometimes the enemy will bring up a problem with you and someone in the church, whether it be the pastor, the first lady, one of the ministers, the leaders. It may even be the usher at the door, because the enemy wants to isolate you and keep you away from coming to fellowship with your brothers and sisters in Christ. So you have to be very, very sensitive in the spirit and prayerful to understand that you got to look inward first. Whenever there's a problem, when I've been hurt in the church, the first thing I do is look inwardly. Okay, wait a minute. What did I do in this situation? And we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to look inwardly. You can't always say, well, they hurt me. The church hurt me. They hurt me. They hurt me. They did this. They did that. They did that. Well, did you do anything? What did you do to contribute to that? When you felt like your feelings was hurt, did you go to the individual that hurt your feelings and say, hey, that really hurt me? Or did you go to people in the congregation or even people on the outside and talk about the issue to everybody but the one that hurt you? Now, y'all know this is Keeping It Real with Coach Roz coming off mute. I'm going to be always 100% transparent. And I know for myself that there's been times instead of me going to the individual that I didn't. And when somebody brought something up, I talked about it. I was wrong for that. That's gossiping. That's not being a good Christian. It's not being a good leader. It's not being a good anything. But see, I don't want to miss heaven. I don't want to miss God because I can't love my sister here on this earth. I can't love my brother here on this earth. How can we empower and encourage everybody, but we can't be honest with our brothers and sisters in Christ? That doesn't make any sense. If I can spend years walking with you and pray with you, cry with you, if we have an issue, You mean to tell me I can't love you enough to come to you? Or you can't love me enough to come to me? We got to do better as the body of Christ. We got to do better as sisters and brothers in Christ, as the leaders. We want to bring everybody to Christ, but we got to love and be the first partaker of it. We got to be big enough to apologize. I'm going to tell you something. Even with my grandkids, if I do anything that convicts my spirit where they're concerned, it may be, I may not even see it as a big deal. I'm very loud sometimes. And one time my grandkids was at the house and one of them did something. It wasn't even big, but I winded up raising my voice at him and it just crushed his little spirit. It upset him. It hurt his feelings. And when the Lord convicted me immediately, you know, I was like, I am so sorry. Literally got down to his level. Okay. And said, I am so sorry, baby. And loved on him. And I apologize. I was wrong. I didn't have to speak to you in that tone. You know, we got to be willing to meet people right where they're at. And we can't be so, you know, high-minded to where, you know what, okay, they say they got church hurt, well, and they left the church. Well, you know what, that's on them. That's between them and God, because we doing it. You can't have that mindset. The Bible clearly tells us what Jesus felt about that when he talks about the parable of the 100 sheep. And he says, you know, if one goes astray, he would leave the 99 to go look for that one. And that's what we have to do. We have to be willing to see if we got people in our congregation that are no longer showing up, that are no longer there, and they're not coming anymore. Do we care enough to go knock on their door and see if they're okay, or pick the phone up and see if they're okay? Or, you know, the problem is a lot of times, instead of reaching out to the people, we talk about them. And that's where error comes in. He said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. And we wonder why people are church, they call them church hoppers. You're going from church to church to church. People are looking for love and acceptance. And when you've been in your own, you've been in a place of working in an environment where things have happened and you felt like, you know, you've been rejected or mistreated. You may even went on through things in your own family. When you go to the church, you want that acceptance. You want the acceptance you didn't get anywhere else, because you feel like this church, the body of Christ, this building, the people in it represent Christ. So when you don't get what it is you feel you're supposed to get, it hurts. But I'm a witness that God is a healer and he's a deliverer. And when you cry out to him, he will answer you and he will take the pain of church hurt away. He will give you love for the very ones that you feel like hurt you, that may not ever say I'm sorry or admit that they even done anything wrong. You got to know how to love no matter what. And you can't do that if God don't give it to you to do. So I pray that this bless someone, that it helps someone. Please share the broadcast with someone that you know. Until next time, may you find peace and healing in the love of Jesus Christ. Go to our YouTube page, subscribe, like, and share. If you need prayer or encouragement, contact me at 806-416-7159. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless you.